having served on local council in the area for 16 years, elected in 1999, having served as mayor for Cogra for over 6 years, and obviously now as a proud federal member of the parliament for the last 3 years.
श्रोताबिन्दु उनी थिए बार्टन नामक दक्षिण सिडनी स्थित निर्वाचन क्षेत्रका लिबरल पार्टी उम्मेद्वार निकोलस वरवारिस. अस्ट्रेलियामा सबैभन्दा ठूलो संख्यामा नेपालीहरू बस्ने रकडेल, क्याम्सी, वलाइ क्रिक र हस्टविल लगायतका सबहरू बार्टन नामक निर्वाचन क्षेत्रभित्र पर्दछ र 3 वर्ष अगाडिको सङ्घीय निर्वाचनमा जित हासिल गर्दै उक्त क्षेत्रको प्रतिनिधित्व हाल वरवारिसले गरिरहेका छन् र धेरै नेपालीहरूको साना व्यवसायहरू पनि रहेको उक्त क्षेत्रको लागि आफू र आफ्नो पार्टीले रोजगार र आर्थिक वृद्धि बढाउन प्रतिबद्ध रहेको उनी बताउँछन्.
You can understand why we've got to focus on jobs and growth. We want to make sure that obviously people are employed in the economy, and the best way to do that is by supporting small businesses. Small businesses is the engine room of the economy. They employ over 4.7 million people across Australia, and that is where the opportunities exist for creating jobs and growth.
So recent poll shows Labor leading the coalition 51-49 on a two-party preferred basis. What is your analysis on this?
Look, one thing I've never done is really paid much attention to polling. My only interest is in serving the people that have been elected me to represent them. If I were to, you know, obviously when I first ran for my seat 3 years ago, I had a 7% margin, obviously, to win my seat. Most people said that I would never win the seat, but I only focused on one thing, and that's representing the people that I'm here to represent. One thing I've never taken is I've never taken people for granted. I need to work hard. I need to continue to work hard to represent all the people in my community, and that's what I always do.
The new electoral boundaries have radically altered the political complexion of Burton. These changes significantly change the seat margin from 0.3% for the Liberal Party to 4.4% for Labor. What is your thought about this?
Look, yes, there's been a change. They have traditionally taken out some traditional Liberal areas out of my seat. But as I said previously, my focus has always been on the people in the area. I have, obviously it's a highly, one of the largest multicultural seats in the country. Obviously, coming from a multicultural background, I understand the issues that affect most people, having obviously my parents migrated here from Greece, so I can relate to the issues that affect people, and I'm always keen to be a keen advocate to obviously raise people's concerns in the parliament, and that's what I will always do.
लिबरल सभासद लिबरल सांसद निक वरवारिस र बार्टनको सिट निकोलस वरवारिसबाट बार्टनको सिट जित्ने अपेक्षा गर्दैछिन् लेबर पार्टी उम्मेद्वार लिन्डा बर्नीले.
My background is that I am from the Wiradjuri nation of southwestern New South Wales. I have 2 children. They are grown up. One is a daughter who is 30 and my son is 32, almost 33. I come from a very small village. I grew up in a little tiny community of about 200 people. I lived in the country, then I moved to the city when I was about 15, 16 years old. And my first job was a school teacher in Western Sydney.
र बर्नी केही समयसम्म न्यू साउथ वेल्सको प्रतिपक्षी लेबर पार्टीकी सहनेत्री पनि रहेकी थिइन् र त्यसपछि केन्द्रीय लेबर पार्टीमा सर्दै उनले बार्टनको लागि उम्मेदवारी दिएकी हुन्, जसको साथ त्यसो गर्ने उनी पहिलो एभिजनल पृष्ठभूमिकी महिला भएकी छिन्.
The time was right for me. I'd spent 13 years, as you said, in the New South Wales Parliament. I'd held very many senior positions. I'd been a minister, the deputy leader of the Labor Party. And I just felt that after 13 years, I'd made a big contribution at the state level. And I wanted to move to a bigger canvas federally, and there is no intrigue, there's no backstory, it was just the right timing for me, and being able to stand for the seat of Barton, which is the electorate that I live in, was even a better opportunity.
र अस्ट्रेलियामा रङ्गभेद लगायतका समस्याहरू देशका आदिवासी जनजाति समुदायका साथसाथै आप्रवासी समुदायहरूले पनि सामना गर्नु परिरहेको अवस्थामा आफूले त्यस विरुद्ध पनि काम गर्ने बर्नी बताउँछिन्.
Systemic racism is still very much a part of the Australian community, not just for Aboriginal people. I think many people listening to our show today will understand what it feels like to be at the end of systemic racism, but also racism generally. You know, there is racism where someone will not sit next to you on a bus, but there is also racism that you might experience because you have applied for a job and your name or your culture will be considered in a negative way. It might be when you've gone to a real estate agent to try and rent a house that you'll be rejected, not because you don't qualify, but because of your race, and those things still exist in this country.
15% rise is in the childcare benefit is at the centre of new policy proposal from the Labor Party.
Well, I remember when the baby bonus was introduced by Peter Costello, and he said, three children, one for mum, one for dad, and one for the nation. And I never quite understood what he meant by that. But I also feel that one of the most important investments that we can make in education is when children are young. That is when children learn the basic skills of literacy and numeracy. It's when they learn to love learning. They learn to share. They learn to cooperate with each other. And those early years of schooling, when children are between 0 and 5, are the most important years of schooling. There's a lot of emphasis put on university, a lot of emphasis put on year 12, a lot of emphasis put on the NAPLAN testing. But the emphasis where it is most important is when children are between 0 and 5, and that's why that is why the 15% in the childcare benefit is so important. The baby bonus will be abolished under a shortened Labor government so that we have the money to invest in children's education, not just providing money to families because they've had a third, fourth or fifth child.
उनी थिइन् बाटन नामक न्यू साउथ वेल्स निर्वाचन क्षेत्रबाट लेबर पार्टीकी उम्मेद्वार रहेकी लिन्डा बनी।